We are in Daf and Pesam and Aleph. So the Gemara differentiated between Akayin Hedyet Sheiris as Almone and Isman Elias Kain Godel. So we learn out from the Pasek Yikach Isha that he's permitted to make Nisuin, even though Bishas Nisuin is a Kain Godel. Leidach Yise, if she became a Boigris later, between the Eiris and the Nisuin, then he's not permitted to make Nisuin in a Boigris. And the Gemara asks Umarois, why in the first case it is permitted, in the second case it's not permitted. So the Gemara says, Hoi Ishtani Gufe, Ho Loi Ishtani Gufe. So let us see Taisus, Haloi Ishtani Gufe, Kaidem Nisuyin, Acha Shinisman Aliyas Kain Godel. After he became a Goyin Godel, her Guf wasn't Nishtane. So that means the Isha that he had a Heterin, Mishas Eirasin, this is the same Isha that he's making the Suyin in. Shekvar hutraloi. For who are then im ires boigres oiktano bogro v'achakach nisman elias kain godu. So also be mutter to make nisuin, because al kaponim he had a heter in a bogres before he became a kain godu. So that heter is nimshach to make nisuin. The davke nismane. But if he first was a Kohen Gadol, and then later she became a Boigres, who the lo yichnais, the nishtana haguf acher shenismane. That means after he never had a heter in a Boigres, als Kohen had yet, so memele, so now this is a new guf, this is a nishtana guf acher shenismane. So in this guf he never had a heter before, so he can't get a heter now. Now he's a kohen gadol and she's a boigres. V'tzorech iyan im acher shenismane nasis mukeseit. What will the halacha be if he married her als kohen hedyet? Then there was Nisman Elias Kain Godel, and then she became a Mukes Eitz. Is he permitted to make Nisuin in her? Is Mukes Eitz called Ashini Aguf, a Bu'ule, or she became a Bu'ule? The Rishash says he was Mezana with her. That's how she became a Bu'ule. This is she would become a Zayne. She became a Ba'ula. I have a Nishtana Haguf V'layichnais Eloi. So Taisvis is clearing a Shaila. He says that we have a Gemara. If she became a Boigres, after he became a Kohen Gadol, that's called Nishtana Haguf. He's not permitted to make Nisuin. So Taisvis is clearing, what if she became a Ba'ula? Or Mukesait, there was also a Shini Aguf, that she's not a Psul anymore. Maybe that's not called a Shini Aguf. The Keren Eire is Meire, he doesn't understand why should there be a difference between a Ba'ule or a Boigres. The whole Chesoron of a Boigres is that Kolu Miktsas Psuleho. The Shini Aguf is not the age. The Shini Aguf is that it's called that because now she doesn't have all the psulim. She only has partial psulim and she's a Boigres. So the Kelner says he doesn't understand. So if she lost all the psulim through Bia or through Mukesait, Savada Givis, that's called the Shini Aguf. What is the Shaila in Taisvis? Uktas mashme beperikame de kedushin, Geloicheshive Bu'ule Ishtani Gufe. That a Bu'ule is not called Ashini Aguf. The Kamal, the Gemara says in Kedushin, I Tchilas Biye Kaine, if a Ros Kaine, Yochel Kain Godel Lekadish Bebiye, so be Mekadish Bebiye. Be choshev ki ishtani gufe. He says, if Tchilas Bi is not koine, so it comes out, he's being mekadish a bu'ula. But if Tchilas Bi is koine, so she becomes, he's not mekadish a bu'ula, she becomes a bu'ula with the kedushin. It's not called his mekadish a bu'ula. Be choshev ki ishtani gufe. But if a bu'ula is called ishtani gufa, hayich yichnais. So how could he make nesuyin afterwards? V'lei bu'lehi b'shas nesuyin. That means he's making nesuyin in a bu'ula. So it would seem that's not called ashini aguf. Im taima de bi'i eiris anayse. If bi'i nesu anayse, so it comes out he made nisuin in a bu'ula, and that means with nisuin she becomes a bu'ula. But if we say bi'eiris anayse, so now he's making nisuin in a bu'ula, if it's considered a shini aguf. So it seemed that a bu'ula is not a shini aguf. Umiyu beperek elonaris. Choshiv Bula Shini Aguf. There the Gemara says that Abula, the Gemara calls Abula Shini Aguf. Gabi Ode Porich Adarabe Besule Besule Legzeire Shove Shereni Kairi Bo Naro Asher Loi Eirosa. There's a shaila in the Gemara. There are two psukim. Here it's talking about if a person is ma'anis anaro. So it says, there's a few tnoim there. It says, it's anaro, ashaloy eroso, psulo. So the Gemara wants to mimayik certain aloches, psula, v'loy ba'ula, ashaloy eroso, she never was married. So the Gemara wants to say, but if she was married and she got geget, you also should be memayit. That's not ashaloy eroso. Lamaisa Rabbi Kiva holds over there that even though she was married and she got geget, there's also a chiyuv of ma'anis. So the Gemara says, it says, Asher loy eroso. So let us say, the Gemara wants to say that is from the Tnoyim Lechiyuv. That means you need it to be Asher loy eroso. And could be a Be'ule, there's also a Chiyuv Knas. It says Psula, so we use Psula, Psula, Gzeir Shava, but it's not Mitnoye Yachiyuv. But the Gemara is another thought, maybe Psula is mitnoye achiyev, and yidash nashale eros of agzere shove. So the Gemara says, umishani ho ishtani gufa, ho loy ishtani gufa. So the Gemara seems to be saying that it's zichem mestava that we're memayet abu'ule, because that's ishtani gufa, that's a different zirin ganzen. Eirosa and loy eirosa, it's not ishtani gufa. So there it's mistava to say, if it was a rosa ben izgarsh, it's also the same aloche. But psul and ba'ula is ishtani gufa. Al kaponim hanegeya lonu, the Gemara calls a ba'ula ishtani gufa. They want to bring a rife in the Gemara Kedushin, it's not considered ishtani gufa. Pod amrine beperk nare beksubes vedulme ki chodes rachmona eiche deloi ishtani gufe shaloi bogro. The Gemara is speaking about moitzi shemra. The Gemara says if it's ishtani gufe, you don't, then the din will be ishtani ktole. It's a complicated Gemara over there. But the Gemara wants to say if it's ishtani gufe, it'll be different. So Tosfos asks, by every mitzi shemra, you have another ishtani gufe. First, she was nivol. Then the husband was boil her. So all the time you have ishtani gufe. So Tosfos says, Hosom shoisa kva bula min aboyo lechoshev shini aguf bebi'ilas baal. The bi'ila of the baal doesn't make ishtani gufe because she was a bula already. Ubilas boyel afal gav da havi shini aguf hosom le ayreel ben ishtani aguf achar aveiru. We first start cheshbening after the aveiru. So kaponim there that it's muchach that bila is not called ishtani gufe, it's noraya because the bila after the bila sabal after the bila sabal does not make a shini aguf. It's because the Tosfos is a sofik if a person married an ish and then was nismanali iskain godel and then she became a mukaseitz or a bu'ule, if he's permitted to make nisuin. If it's similar to boigres or better than boigres. Let us start the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah, Koyin Godol La Yisa Almone, Bein Almone Min Ha'eresin, Bein Almone Min Ha'nisuin. In the Yisa Almone, it doesn't matter if she's an Almone Min Ha'eresin or Min Ha'nisuin. It means Almone Min Ha'eresin also has a shame Almone. Bulayisa es a boigres. Kain Godel also is not permitted to marry a boigres. Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin be boigres. Seve machlekes tanoim, a boigres is also the Kain Godel. Bulayisa es mukesaitz. So let us say Rashi, Bulayisa es a boigres, pluktayu meforish begmore. Tana Rabbon. Almone lo yikach, and the love of Almone, that is also to Kohen Godel, bein almona min ha'eresin, bein almona min ha'nisuin. So the Gemara asks, pshitach, it's poshet. The title of almona is that her husband died, and Arus is also called a husband. So v'shteitzach, if the Torah asked almona, they made eresin, so then he died. She's called an almona. So the Gemara says, "Mal de teima leleif almona almona mitoma." No, we have a gzeira shove. Here it says almona, and by toma it says shvi almona beisovich. Now the almona of toma, speaking about it, was after nisuin already. So I would think we make a gzeira shove just like the almona of toma is after nisuin. So this almona is also after nisuin. Malohol amin and nisuim, afkan min and nisuim. Aber amon min eresin, there's no issa. We have a psegzeir shove. Kamash melon. But amon min eresin is also osa. So the Gemara asks, ve'ema hochinami, etake de efsheinach nami, maybe dafka amon min and nisuim, because we have a gzeir shove. So the Gemara answers, dumye de grusha. It says, Almona Grusha, he's not permitted, Kohen Gadol is not permitted to take, is Ma Grusha, Beimen Esuim, Beimen Eresin, just like the Psul Grusha is Noyeg Mina Eresin also, Af Almona, Beimen Eresin, Beimen Anisuim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Pshita, Almona Stome Mashme, Almona is Mashme, After husband died, no chilek. Mitama shvi almone, dumye de grusha. Ube grusha pshitalei de stamehi. And grusha is poshet that stam, any grusha is called a grusha. De laslach le meilef ki di afinin gzeire shove ba almone. Ba almone, we have a gzeire shove. By grusha, we don't have a gzeire shove. So without a gzeire shove, grusha is beimin eiris and beimin nesuin. So we have a hekish almone to grusha. So just like grusha is min eiris and hu adin almone. Let us see Taisvis. Dumye de Grusha. Ve'im Taima. So Taisvis asks, Adarabe. You have a Gzeire Shove. That Gzeire Shove is telling me, Almona Davke Minan Nesuin Dumye de Toma. Now you have a Hekish, where Makish, Almon and Grusha, one to the other. So let us say, Adarabe, Grusha, Dumye de Almona. The Davke Minan Nesuin. How do you know to make the Hekish? In such a way that's mafkia from the gzeire shove, but everything stim. We have a gzeire shove, so it's almona min an nesuin. And now the hekish will tell us that grush is also min an nesuin. V'yeshloima de lechumre makshina. That is a klal nekeshim. I don't know how to darshan the hekish. So there's a klal yudash and lechumre. That means if we are makish, grusha talmone, so we're saying a kula. That grusha is dafke min anesuyin, a grusha min eres in his mutter. And we have a klal lechumre makshinon. So therefore, we dash and fakert. Dachs me abikavege asks akashe, the klal of lechumre makshinon, is pshat, if I have a hekish, I don't know how to darshan the hekish. So these are the guidelines. L'chumre makshina. But l'chayre, here I have a birur how to make the hekish. Because I have a gzeire shove. The gzeire shove is telling me almona min anisuin. So why should I say that the hekish is coming to mafkiya from the gzeire shove? Say the Hekish is coming to tell us that Amon is also Minan Nesuyin. So you have no right to be Mavkid Gzeire Shove. So if I have a Hoichoche, that the Hekish has to be made Lekule, so the Gzeire Shove is telling me that the Hekish has to be made Lekule. So Lechere, I think that's how Bekevege asks on Teisvis, so the Yesod of Lechuma Makshinan does not apply. That means a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot also. And a Grusha that's also a Kohen Hedyot is zicher a Grusha af min ha'eresin. Because they have no limud whatsoever. By Grusha, we don't know where to start from. That means if we start from Koyin Hedyet, it says Grusha by Koyin Hedyet. So Stam Grusha by Koyin Hedyet is Minairisin. Why not? There's no reason to say it shouldn't be from a Koyin Hedyet. It shouldn't be Minairisin. So Memele, the Grusha of Koyin Godel can't be killed and the Grusha of Koyin Hedyet. The Grusha of a Koyin Godel is also a Koyin Hedyet. So Memele, by Koyin Hedyot, they have no mekir to say not min ha'erisin. So by Koyin Hedyot, they say min ha'erisin. And Koyin Godel can be killed in Koyin Hedyot. So it also has to be min ha'erisin. So al kochoch, now I have a hekish. So the hekish is telling us that Amon is also min ha'erisin. The af al gav the basheleach omrinen. Loi de kula alme gzeire shove adife mehekeshe. The Gemara says that a gzeire shove is odif from a hekesh. There the Gemara is speaking about shifche. It says, vehevte loi nivdosa chuposha loi niten lo. So hefte loi nivdosa is speaking about that you were poide the shifre. So they're speaking about the Gemara learns out that you could be paid a chatzi shifre. Hevte loinivdos. You could be paid a chatzi shifre. Then the Gemara closes a shayla. Can you, so duch kesef, with kesef you can be paid a chatzi shifre. Now the Gemara closes a shayla. Could you be mishacher a chatzi shifre? So there's a shaila how to which is olim. If I'll make a hekish, so then the hekish will tell me that just like you can make pidyon on the chatzi shifre, you can make a pidyon on the half, so you can be mishach with a shtar also on the half. But there's a gzeirah shav, but the learn how lola meisha, and just like by geirishin, you cannot be mishach, megarish achatzi isha, she can't be mishach achatzi shifre. So the Gemara fears ice over there, lakula alme gzeirah shav adifa mehekeisha. That it means, even though mitzad the hekish lechayre, I could learn out that you could be mishach achatzi shifre, but the gzeirah shava is olim. So what seems from that gemara, when you have a conflict between two limudim, you have a hekesh and a gzeirah shava, is gzeirah shava is adifa mehekesh. And here our gemara seems to say fakert. It seems that's true. Taisus is machiach. The hekesh is telling me this way. The hekesh is telling me that you should be makish, amone to grusha, b'chumre makshina. Fine. So the hekesh is telling me that an amon is also mina eris. The gzeirishav is telling me amon is only also mina nesuin. So you have a conflict. So if an agemara would seem, so the hekesh overweighs the gzeirishav. And from there it seems that a gzeirishav is odiv mehekesh. So the Gemara, so Taisus answers, Shani Hosam, the Ikir Shtar Nafgalom Migzeirish of it. Not the Gemara is telling us that one limud is stronger than the other limud. That the limud of Migzeirish of is a stronger limud. The Gemara means to say over there, since the whole Mekir of Shtar, I learned that from Isha, so it's Mistava, the Oif, and how the Shtar should be is the way it is by Isha. Not the Gemara is telling us achrois, if you have two midis and one midah is size of the other, how you should darsh. Zach the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara says further, volayisa es habaygris. It says in the Mishneh, we had a machloikis, the Rab Meir, the Tanakame, and Rab Elozo, Rab Shimon. Rab Meir holds that a Kohen Gadol is also beboigris, and Rab Elozo, Rab Shimon holds that he's muta beboigris. Tana Rabon. Bu'isha bifsuleho yikach prat leboigris shekolulo bifsuleho. He says, we learn out from this pasuk that a Kohen Gadol has to take an isha bifsuleho. She should have all the psulim. Prat lebeigre shekolu lo psuleho. So Taisu says, prat lebeigre shekolu psulelav davke kolu elokleima nismatu ktas. He says, the Rameya holds that a Kohen Gadol has to marry an Isha who has all the psulim. A beigre is kolu miktas psuleho. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Shimon marshirim bebeigris. She's also called a psule. She has some psulim. It says, Isha bepsule or yikach, she's a psule. There are some psulim there. So this is sufficient. So the Gemara asks, b'mai komiflegi. What's the machlokes? The Rabbi Meir holds you need all psulim, and Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Shimon holds mixed psulim is also sufficient. So the Gemara says as follows: Rab Meir Savar Besula Afilu Miktsas Psulim Mashman. It says Isha Bivsuleho. So Bivsuleho, we're going to make three drushes out of this word Bivsuleho. If it would have said Psula alone, so Psula means Afilu Miktsas Psulim Mashman. As long as there's some sort of Psulim left over, she's called a Psula. Now it says Bisuleho Adike Kolapsulim. So we're Marba that needs all psulim. Now it says Bivsuleho. So the base is coming to tell us b'chidarka en sheloi kedarka loi, that if she was nival sheloi kedarka, she's still called absula. Bivsuleha b'mokaim b'suleha. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Bisula ihaviksiv bisula yikach. If it would say bisula yikach. Is mitzas bisula mashme. Vavoy mishteri boigris. So then a boigris would be muta. Hashto dirsiv bisuleho. Is mitzare boigris. The mashme de beinan kol bisuleho. Bivsuleho beis yisere. Now it says an extra base. And now we know from Besula, I know a Begris is also. You need Kol Besula. Beis Yisere, the Mashma Hochi, Le Medrash, Bimokim Besula. You have to be careful that Bimokim Besula, she should be a Besula. Tahaino Kedarka, Im Nivala, Nivsala, Le Koyin Godu. Avol, Bibiila, Sheloi Kedarka, Loi. That's how we dash. So now Rashi says, how do you know to darshan like that? So let's say fakert, that the bivsula is coming to tell us that afilu she was nival, sheloi kedarka, she's also awesome. So Rashi says, the lemeser ba'ule sheloi kedarka leka lemeima mehaikra. You can't say that the base is coming to asa sheloi kedarka. Ule midrash and will darshan achi kol psuleho kayomim, that the bivsula comes to tell us that you need kol psuleho kayomim, that sheloi kedarka also, she shouldn't be a nivellus. That filo sheloi kedarka. And Rashi says, you know, Rabbi Lez will have soon, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shimon take darshans like that from bivsula. Kididarshin elei alibe de Rabbi Lozo. That he dashes from bivsula, she called bivsula kayomim, and nivalo shaloi kedarka is also lekayin god. So Rashi says, kiven de bivsula memayit boigres. If the bivsuleho, we know now already that afilu a boigres that has mixas psulim is possible lekayin godu. So if we wouldn't say any limud, is koshkein bu'ule shaloi kedarka. So Rashi seems to say, abu'ule shaloi kedarka is worse than a baigris. A baigris has mixes psulim. Abu'ule shaloi kedarka, so misvore with a badigivis biyosa. Hilkach, ki yosa kro. So why do you need a posik? So, nahapachu. Fakert, from Boigris, I know Bula Shaloi Kedarka Zicharosa. So that's, therefore it says, Bivsuleo, Lemishre Yosa Kedarshine. That is what Rameya holds. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Rabbi Lozer, the Rabbi Shimon, they hold, yeah. Rabbi Lozer, the Rabbi Shimon, Savri, differently. Matters how you start off. Besula, besula shleima mashmet. So from besula I know that a baigris is also. She has to be a besula shleima. Besuleho, so now it's coming lahokal, vafilu mitzas psulim. Vafilu mitzas psulim is, all you need is mitzas psulim. You don't need kol psulim. So therefore a baigris is muta. You don't need all psulim. So, it seems so. If you don't need all psulim, so just like you don't need all psulim, but you say, Malkim, so could be, you don't need all, she doesn't have to be a complete psula. So, hu adin, shaloi kedarka, would also be muta, misvore. So, therefore, I darshan, bivsule, achiu kol, psule, kayomim, bein bechadalka, bein shaloi kedarka. Let us see Rashi. V'Rabbi Lozer, V'Rabbi Shimon Savri, Yaviksiv Besule Shleima Mashme, U'Mitzere Boigris. Hashadachsiv Bisuleho. So it's coming to tell us you do not need a psula shleime. Afilis mitzas psula mashme. Le rabbeis boigris. Is bivsula beis yisere mashme. Shetehei bivsula shaloi ovda mehem klum al yedei bile. She should have all psulim. That means she should not be a niveles. Bein bechdarke, bein shaloi kedarke. V'kivin de israboi boigris lehetero. Now that I had a ribui, that a boigris is mutter, that a mixes psulim is sufficient. So it seems misvor, I would say, that shaloi kedarke is also permissible. Yitzich lemeisa b'ule shaloi kedarke. Let us go a little further. Oma Rav Yehuda Omara, Niv'alo shaloi kedarko psula lekohune. That a niv'alo shaloi kedarko is psula lekohune. So, Poshet, we could say that Rav is coming to tell us that we paskin like Rabbi Lozno and Rabbi Shimon, but we'll see later. Rav Yehuda Omara is telling us, as we'll see later on Tesvus and Omid Beis, that Be'emison, the Gemara explained the Cheshbon. We had a Mishnah, there's a Machlokes by Boigris. The Baraisa said there's a Machlokes by Boigris. And then the Gemara explained what the Sheirish Machlokes is. And through the explanation of the Gemara, it comes out that according to Rabbi Elezer, Shaloi Kedark is also, according to Rabbi Meir, Shaloi Kedark is Mutter. But that's Oiske Cheshbon. So that in Emerson, we'll see in the Gemara later, that is what Rav is saying. Rav, Omar Rav, Yud, Omar Rav, Lidivrei Rabbi Elezer, that's what Taisa says later, according to Rabbi Elezer, that Rabbi Elezer holds that a boigris is mutter. So according to him, Nivalosh like a dark psula lakuna. That is what Rav Yud, Omar Rav is telling us. Mosiv Rav. So Rav said, Veloi siyaliyishe, it says, when a person is ma'anis ha'ishe, is veloi siyaliyishe. There's a mitzvah that he should marry her. And the Gemara darshins, ve'isha ho'ru'yaloi, but this ishe should be an isha ho'ru'yaloi. Prat la'mon le'koyin godol, grusha v'chalutze le'koyin hegit. That if the Isha is not Ruyaloi, so there's no mitzvah of Loisi Elisha. So it would seem from here, from this Baraisa, it would seem that when is there no mitzvah for a Kohen Gadol to marry the Anuse if she's an Almona? In such a case, so she's not Ruyaloi, she's an Almona. Is therefore, then there's no mitzvah of Loisi Elisha. So the Gemara has a Meridike problem. So the Gemara says, every case, she's not Roita Kohen Gadol. The minute a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anisa, so she becomes a Be'ule, and a Kohen Gadol is also Be'ule. So, in every case, a Kohen Gadol is a Veloisi Elisha, Prat L'Koyin Godel. Why Dafka Almona L'Koyin Godel? My Irie Mishum Almona, Tepik Lei Mishum Dahav Yela Be'ule. She's a Be'ule. Every Anus is a Be'ule. Ela Lav Shaloi Kedarka. So our Kochach is speaking about as follows, that he was Ma'anis Har Shaloi Kedarka. And shaloi kedarka, you don't become a ba'ula. So Memele says, but if she's an almone, then there's no mitzvah of Laisi Elisha, she's also al-tzamon. Mishum almone in, mishum ba'ula loy. Now, so the Gemara is asking a kasha, but you, Rav Yehuda Marat, you said that what? That shaloi kedarke is also was a takayin godol. So according to you, what's pshat this paraisa? So the Gemara says, homoni rab meiri. So Vida Marav said, no, this Baraisa is going according to Rameya, and according to Rameya, you take 100% right. So Rameya holds Shaloike Darko is Muta Lekoyin Godel. This Baraisa is going according to Rameya. The Rav de Omar ki Rabbelozo, and Rav is saying, according to Rabbelozo. According to Rabbelozo, I'm telling you, the whole cheshbon. If Rabbi Lozer holds that a boigeres is mutter, so shloike darke will be yosa. And Chanami, according to Rabbi Lozer, so it's not shaykh bechlal the mitzvah of loisi liisha by a kohen gadol, because if a shloike darke she becomes a beula. So the Gemara asks, Ike Rabbi Lozer, if you're saying according to Rabbi Lozo, that according to Rabbi Lozo, that she's also, you're telling me according to Rabbi Lozo. He says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, as anivelo shaloi kedarke psula lekuna, which means is posel lekoyin godu, is according to Rabbi Lozo. So if you tell me according to Rabbi Lozo, my iya mishim bu'ula teipik lei bahavi lozoine, the Omar Lozo Pony Abola Pnuye Shaloyle Shum Ishus Aso Zoin. It seems that Rav had said, that's a Rashi said Pshat in the Loshon of Rav, that Rav had said that a Nivalo Shaloy Kedarke, according to Rabbi Lozo, is possible Koyin Godel. According to Rabbi Lozo, Anibelo Shaloike Darke is Posel Takoin Hedyet also, she's a Zoine. The Omar Rabbelozo, Ponui, Habola Pnuye, Shaloi Lishemishus, Aso Zoine. So what's Pshat? If he's saying according to Rabbelozo, Omar Rav Yosef, Kegoin Shanivalo Lebehime. No, the Haloche, that Rav Yudah Marav said, that nivalo sheloike dalka is also alibe de rabbeloza lekayin godu is speaking about she was nival from a behemoth sheloike dalka. So now, al zoine, she's not a zoine because the din poni abola pnuyoso zoine is dafke by a nish, not by a behemoth. A behemoth will make a zoine, but a beula shall become. So Shalom al Yisrael. So that's what Rav Yudah Marav is saying. Rav Yudah Marav is saying that a beer from a behemoth shaloi kedarke will pass her all the kohen gadol only by the Rabbi Lozer. Amar Rav Yosef kigoin shenivel all the behemoth. The horse on mishum bule ike mishum zayne leke. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, I don't understand your lumdus over here. Does a beer of a behemoth does have a shame beer, or doesn't it have a shame beer? If you're telling me she's called a be'ula, so the taitcha bula is that a beer was done in her. So if it's a beer, zayne nami havi, so then she's a zayne. If she's not a zoyne, because the only reason she's not a zoyne, because it's not called a maise bia, it's nusla beheime, as we'll have later. So it doesn't have a teiras bia. If it doesn't have a teiras bia, she's not a bula. How can you split the hair? V'izoyne loyhavie, bula nami loyhavie. The chitaim and midi dahava mukas eight shaloi kedalko. So now Abaye asks Rav Yosef, maybe you mean to say something else. You mean to say that ein chanami, a bia from a behemoth doesn't have a teiras bia. A bula she's not. But she'll be a mukas eight. It's not worse than a mukas eight. And you're telling me that a mukas eight shaloi kedalko is also din of a mukas eight. And that is what Rav Yudah Marav is telling us. Does ain's nusla behema, ain bila le behema, ob al koponim, the pu'ula of bia is not worse than a mukis eitz. It does something to the psulim. So al koponim, that what it does to the psulim, that gives her a din of a mukis eitz. So he says, that can't be. Im kein ein lecho isha shekshege lekohune. So Mameli says, there's no woman in the world that's muta lekohin godol. If you tell me there's a psul mukis eitz and shaloi kedalke, shaloi nasis mukis eitz a yidei tzroya. That means every isha that made kinuach with that tzroya became a mukis eitz. If there is such a psul of Shalaikid of Mukisait Shalaikidalke, so heaven is no isha that's Shayla Kain Godl. So Al Kochad is no such din. There's no psul Mukisait on Shalaikidalke. So we're back to the Kasha. So now what is Pshat and Rav? Rav is telling us that according to Rabbi Lozo, that there'll be a psul Bu'ule Shalaikidalke. And she's also a Kohen Gadol. A bullish like a dark is also a Kohen Gadol. She's possible a Kohen Gadol. And Shuldik, a bullish like a dark is possible a Kohen Head, yet I'll sign it. Ela Omar Rab Zeire, bimima enes. No, you know what Rav Yudah Marav is speaking about? He's speaking about Kedushe Ktane. There was which is a Kedushin Darabono. Was a Kedushin Darabonon. Now, a Kedushin Darabonon, there's a klal by Kedushe Ktane, that means, let's say, a Yesoime that was married off. So, Midarabonon, she married someone. And this, her husband was Boyel Ha Shaloi Kedalk. Now, Als Zoine, you can't call her Hazoine. Ponu Yalbo Ala Pnuya Shaloi Lashem Ishishasa Zoine, because there was a Biyaznus. But a Baal that's Baal Aktane, even though the Chalois Kedushin is only at the Rabbonon, but there's no Shame Znus over there. There was no intent of Znus. The Bia was L'Shem Ishus. She didn't become Ishtoye. She's not Ishtoye. She's Aktane. But it wasn't a Bia L'Shem Znus. So L'Maise. So she didn't become a Zayna with this Bia. And also, he didn't give her a get. He didn't die. She was Mamayim. So she's not a Grusha with the Rabbonon. She's not an Almonim with the Rabbonon. All she is a Be'ula min HaToyre for a Kohen Gadol. So that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, according to Rabbi Lozo, now he cheshbed this out also. The Gemara is cheshbed. That means according to Rabbi Lozo, that a boigris is muta l'koyin godol, so then we have to say Biv Soleo is coming to tell us. So we have to say Biv Soleo is coming to tell us that shaloi kedarke is possible l'koyin godol. So Mamela, that's all what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is saying, and the case that is a psul only l'koyin godol and not a koyin head, it will be by Amima Enes. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Psula lekohune lekoyen godo shemetsuva ala psula. Avo lehedyit. Afilu kedalko sheira. This is, afilu kedalko is kosher. Ve'ein zayin ala nivalas la'osala. That was the Habamin of the Mafur, before he said he's going according to Rabbi Lozo. So he's Zayna is not, and Bula is not, and only Lekoyin Godel. The Loisi Leisha b'ma'anis nara psula ksiv. Parat la'almona mina eresin. B'zeh ma'anis koyin godelu. Egrusha chlutsu mina eresin yim koyin hadyitu. Heichi domi hachbi es oynish shabola koin godoze. So if it was boila kedalko, so she's a bula. So tevle davle bula. Psani le kamen anusis atzmai, mafutas atzmai le yiso. So the Gemara says, amoni rameya. This baraisa that says she's not droi to him, only if she's an almone, amoni rameya. Doma besuleo. At she called Bsula Kayomim Pratla Boigris. Viyata lay Bibsula, Lemute Bulish like a darko, the Shoya. Verav the Omar Bsula, Kerabolozo, the Omar Lael Bsuleho, Mixas Bsulim, L'ribuyei boigres, faker, psulas, psulas, shleima mashme. Then psula comes to tell us you don't need all the psulim. As long as there's mixes psulim, that's also sufficient. V'asu bivsula l'mu'utei bulash l'ikadaki k'dalel. V'ahavyela zayna. So the Gemara asked, if it's according to Rabbi Lezer, so she's posla afil l'kayin hedyit. Afil l'kayin hedyit asurim. V'omar Rabbi Lezer, so the Gemara says, Rav Yosef said that Teretz is speaking about, Rav is speaking about that she was nivalo shloi kedarka idei behemer. He says, zayna leke, diafina lekama bishmaiten, in znus le behemer. So the Gemara says, which Rabbi asked on Rav Yosef, zayna lehavi imkein, la bihi. So it's not a bee. If it's not a znus, it's not called a bee. If I feel like I'm going to teach the re. V'chitayim emidi dahav amukeseit. The Rabbi Loza kamo b'mas nisen. Lo yisa es mukeseit. V'tibo yile meimel. And then you'll tell me that the feel like b'mukeseit shalai kedark is all, b'mukeseit shalai kedark is also psule. Im kein ein lecha isha shekseir lakuna gdoyle. So you can't tell me that there's a psula of mukaseit on shaloi kedark. Ela omar abzeire mashkachas lo loho derav alibe derab eloza. Dahavi beule, that it's only a psul beule, beloi zoyne, beloi almone, beloi grushe. Biktano yisoyma aniseis lebal. Uboalo shaloi kedarko umiyana boy. The ain kan psul znuts, because of zabil lushaimishus, midrabon and azishus. Barmonis vegerishin is also not here, because she was mamayan. Vashmiin and rav the yesh kan psul buulo lekoyin godu. Now let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, afilu miktsas besulim. He says, the Gemara started off to explain what's the svar of Rameya. So the Gemara said a cheshbon. Rameya holds psula means afilu miktsas psulim. And then besulel comes to be marbi, need all the psulim. So that's lafuki boigres. And then bivsulel comes to tell us that shaloi kedarko is mutter. So Taisvi says, how did the Gemara know this is the cheshbin of Rameya? So Taisvi says, loy motzi lemeime l'rameya, let's make different, let's darshan the words differently. Loy motzi lemeime l'rameya, psula shleima mashme, ben kedarke, ben shaloi kedarke. Psula means Psula Shleima, number one, Psula means Psula Shleima. And Psula Shleima means Ben Kedalka, Ben Shaloi Kedalka. Bisuleho, Lahakshir, Shaloi Kedalka. Now it says Psuleho, Lahakshir, Shaloi Kedalka. And Bivsuleho, Limute Boigris. That Boigris is also. Let's say the drosha this way. Zotaisva says, Lemash melei lemidrash mi beis, ela leinyin shaloi kedarka bibsuleo, bimokim bisuleo. So memele, so that's why the Gemara darshan made the Gemara darshan. But oi, the alkochach le rameyer bisule miktsas psule, miktsas psule. Rameya holds besule is enough mitzas psulim. The shamina that means if the Torah said something, it's you don't need bimiluyoy. A little is also sufficient. The shamina leil rameya beperek amonin nizoynes to omar mitzas kesef kikol kesef. The shaila is if a part of the ksuba was paid up, and the whole ksuba wasn't paid up. Kozman, she has a ksuba, she can still get mezainis. So, Rav Meir says, Miktas Kesef Kikol Kesef. If he owes her a chelik of the ksubi, it's like he owes her the whole ksubi. The Gemara over there, Grad Shtelsu, Miktas Psulim to Miktas Kesef. So we see Rav Meir holds Taki, that, Gabi another loch, that's Taki what Rav Meir holds. That Miktas Kikol, Miktas is also sufficient. So Memele, if it says Psule, so Ramele Shitosa should darshan that a mitzvah's Psule is also sufficient. The oit, the efsha, this whole kasha, but I ask, the Psule Shleime Mash, Mataisa want to say Psule Shleime, what means, Ben Kedalke, Ben Shaloi Kedalke, Limuti Shaloi Kedalke, because you want to tell me that Psule means that she has to be a psula and shaloi kedalke. To me, psula like lemuti shaloi kedalke. Taisa says you're 100% wrong. Psula does not mean shaloi kedalke. Araye, do beknas shel naira, ksiv psula. If a person is ma'anis anaira, so it says psula. Vafilu hochi yeshla knas. K'da'om per kama dikdushin, moide rebi le'inye knas de kulum mishalmi. The Gemara says in Kedushin, if 10 people were baller, bezeach hazeh, shaloi kedarko, so all of them pay knas. So Taisvis asks, if you'll say that the taich of psula means ben kedarke, ben shaloi kedarke, that she has to be a psula shaloi kedarke, that if she was nivu shaloi kedarke, she's not called a psula. So Taisvis says, how could all 10 people be mechayev and shaloi kedarke? She's a bula already. So you see, klor, the taich of psula never was koilu shaloi kedarke. V'chein, so memele, so that's why this whole kasha doesn't start. V'chein l'inyitzkila b'nara moroso, that means that if 10 people would be boil her b'zeach, as then she's a nara moroso, you also need a psula there. There'd also be chayiv skila, because she's a nara moroso psula. And loipoli grebi elamishum d'chsiv levadoi. Who levadoi? There's a posik levadoi that only one person will get misa skila by nara merasa, not more than that. So therefore, Rebbe holds that if 10 people were bayish loikedarke, the first one gets skila and this other 9 get chenik. But that's also a droshe from levadoi. Aba on levadoi, they all would get skila. Ay, she's not a psula. So you see klar that the translation of psula is not koilu shaloi kedak. Period. So that's why the Gemara to say this cheshbon miuka shalari. Leman the Omar psula shleima mashma. Let's go according to Rabbi Lozal Rab Shimon. Psula shleima mashma. So what does psula shleima mean? Not a boigris. So that's close. That means according to Rabbi Lazim or Rabbi Shimon, the translation of psula is psula shleime, not a boigris. So my itzach gabi knas limu'utei boigris. By knas wimamayit a boigris, with his adrosha, nara v'loi boigris, is taipik leime d'chsi psula, tamashma shleime. V'chein gabi nara amurosa v'memayit boigris with a different drosha. So Taisus is samayra dikikashe. Here already you should be memayit from psula. This is a kashe. They hold that the translation of psula means shleima, not a boigris. So al kochach, there's no dim boigris. By knasa, there's no dim boigris. By nara amurosa. U'miyu nara, this is the Maram's Gersa. U'miyu nara, the gabi knas. I say this, why does he have to say nara by knas, nara, the mutei boigres, the lechayre, like you figured out from Sule. Ika lemeim ditzlich the shine peik, alonar, this is a whole bunch of droshes of the nara over there, so it could be you need it for something else. Ileime bechidarko, teipik lei da havi bula. So now the Gemara asked, how was this Kohen Gadol Ma'anis, this Isha? If it was Ma'anis or Kedarka, so typically, Sefeltan Belay Siyah Le'isha, Alts, because she's a bula. Table baba bula. Mashme dasira le afapi shehi bula satsmoy. So we see klal from here that a bu'ulas atzmoi also makes her a bu'ula. That we see from our Gemara, not from the Gemara. V'hod dekama bereish elo naris, ike benayu bu'ula l'koyin godol. There, there's tanoim that say, there's two dinim. There's the din of knas, by when a person is ma'anis, and then there's a mitzvah of loisi eliyishe. There's a mitzvah to marry her. Two dinim. And there are other tanoim which are mekasha, the din knas, to the v'loisi eliyishe. So in a case where there won't be a v'loisi eliyishe, there won't be a knas. Now, there's a machlokes tanoim there. One man, the Yomar, says you need an isha bas havaya, v'loisi eliyishe, you need an isha bas havaya. And another man, the Yomar, says you need an isha ha-ru'uyaloi. So the Gemara wants to find out in what case are they chaylik? Which case is, that means she is a basavaya, but she's not ruyaloi. So the Gemara has different pshat. So if you hold that kedushin is in taifas only b'chai v'krisis, so als basavaya, you only memayit ochabola chaysoi, which is chai v'krisis. But if you hold ruyeloi, afilu it's not chay. But if you need ruyeloi, so afilu it's not chay v'krisis. Also, there's no din knas. Because the Gemara is different than Kimta. So the Gemara lemaise is going according to Rabbi Yeshayvav that holds that kedushin isn't teifes afilu b'chay v'yese. So which case? So what is the machlokes between these two tanoim? If kedushin is in taifas afilu b'chai v'yese, so every isha that's not ruyeloi is not a basavaya also. So the Gemara says, ike b'inayu, b'ule l'koyin godu. Esis of a koyin godu, esis, if the anusa was a b'ule, we'll see soon, the anusa was a b'ule. That means, afilu according to Rabbi Yeshayvav, that kedushin is in teifes b'chai v'yese, that's dafke chai v'yese hashavu l'kel, b'chai v'yese de kohune, kedushin is teifes. So therefore, if you hold v'loisi le'isha means abas havaye, that the whole parsha of knas is only by abas havaye, so abula l'koyin godol, there will be a parsha of knas. If you say the whole parsha of knas is only by Isha Ruyaloi, Sabula Kain Godel is not called Isha Ruyaloi. That's what the Gemara says. Ike binayu ba'ula l'kain godel. So now, Taisvis is a boki from our Gemara. From our Gemara we see afilu ba'ulas atzmai also is a shame bula. So Taisvis says, so that's what the Gemara means. Hainu ba'ula me'oisa be'ila atzma. That means the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anasa. So now, is there a Chiyuv Knas? So if you darshin, v'loisi yili isha abas havaye, so she is abas havaye. If you darshin isha ruyeloi, she's not ruyeloi. Shenenso. So that's the case. Bulas atzmoi, shenenso. V'chein peirish Rabbeinu Chananu. Rashi wanted to make a case that she should be a psula and still be a ba'ula, and so and there's the parsha, so the parsha she has to be a psula, so she's nivolo la'acher shaloi kedarka. So it seems Tosfos understood from Rashi, why did Rashi have to say this? Because Rashi held Bula Satzma is not called a Bula. So therefore Rashi would say, Shenivu L'achar Shaloi Kedarka. So Tosfos says, you don't have to say that pshat. V'oid, dim kein havo leil mifrech. Honiche l'rabu loza, dom anivu lo shaloi kedarka psula, el rameya ma'ika l'meima. So according to Rameya, what's the machloikis? So Akor Taisu says, the way we're saying is very good, but if Akert, he was, she became a Bu'ula, so that he was Ma'anisa. And that's a Bu'ula de Raisa. Ela lav shaloi kedarka. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara said that it's speaking about that he was Ba'al HaShaloi Kedarka, and the whole reason she's not Ruyaloi is because she's an Almona, and there's no Din Bula HaShaloi Kedarka. That's what the Gemara says. Mashme, Abba Taisva says, Abba Mashme de Mishalim Knas Abiyah Shaloi Kedak, Abba Kaponim, from our Gemara we see that you pay Knas on Shaloi Kedak, the Parsha speaking about Shaloi Kedak. V'chein be'bekam be'dekdushin, also we see like that. The Kama, Taisva brought down this Gemara before, the Kama made the Rebbe Linyan Knas, the Kulu Mishalmin, that if he had 10 people, and one was Bo'aleo, after the other, shaloi kedarka, so they all pay knas. So you see that abiyah shaloi kedarka is mechayev beknas. The kulu mishalmin. Hiksha rivo mikan al peirish rashi bepeirik ben seira omeire. Gabirodav acher chayvi mrs. Bezen. It's a guys. Gabirodav acher chayvi mrs. Bezen v'acher chayvi krisus. The nitain lahatzel benafsha. The Gemara says, number one, the halacha is that a reidef acher ha'erve, a person wants to be boil an erve, so the din is allowed to kill him. Since by being boil her, he's being poigim her, so there's a din nitain lahatzilo benafshoi. You could be matzel her from being nivgam by killing him. So al kaponim, we know that a person who is reidef, Acher ha'erva l'boi Allah, he's a roidif, and there's a chiyav mis on him, and therefore there's a din of kimla b'dachavnei also. So that means if there's any chiyav momen chal, b'shas t'redif, since he's chayav misa b'shas maisa, so there'll be a din of kimla b'dachavnei. That's what the Gemara says. So it says, Gabi rodef, acher chayav misis bezen, v'acher chayav krisis, deniten la tziloi, tzilo b'nafshoi. Uparich, so the Gemara asked, we learned, ve'elo naris sheyeshlem knas. That this knas, elo naris, habo al achoysoi. Habo al achoysoi, this knas. So the Gemara asked, samar the kikash, why is the knas, sheshekim lay bedarab benay? That means, ischayev misa al tzroide, bishas is being boilho, ischayev misa. We could kill him, al tzroide. So memele, so why do you pay knas? You should say kim lebedarabne. Umishani. So the Gemara says as follows: Mishasaro hu de pogmo. He was pogim her b'shasaro. If the lay miktola. So after he made the haro, you can't kill him anymore. The whole heta to kill him is that she shouldn't become nifgam. So you're allowed to kill him. The minute he made haro, so finished. She's a pgum already. There's nothing but to do about it. If the lay miktola, mamoina lay mishalim ad gemarbi, and the chi of momin of knas is gemarbi. So memele, so there's no kashis, abol achoisoi, is chay of knas, because the chi of knas comes big gemarbi, and by gemarbi there's no chi of misanim. So finish, shalom al Yisrael. Upirish bekuntre, Sarashi said, Lashon Gemara would seem that the chiyuv knas comes by gmar bia. The ein mishalim knas at gmar bia sheyesh sham hashores psulim. You need a bia of hashores psulim, so therefore the chiyuv knas is only by gmar bia. Fartik, that's what Rashi says. So what's Tosfos kasha? So Tosfos amar the kasha. I'll prove to you that the bia that's machayev knas doesn't need hashores psulim, because bia shaloi kedak is also chayev. I just proved to you from our sugya and from the Gemara in Kedushin that there's a chayev knas and bia shaloi kedak. There's no hashores. It's a bia, and a teiris bia. There's no hashores psulim. So lechayre. So Taisus is asking. So from our Gemara we see not like Rashi. Umaforish Rabbi Natan Veriva. The Vadim Bishalom Knasa Aro Vashaloi Kedarko Afel Gav Dei Meisha Psulim. The Rashi is wrong. That the Chi of Knas has nothing to do with the Bia Vashores Psulim. V'hosam davke kom adaloi mishalem ad gmar biyim mishim demikon kim lebedarabnei deniten latzila benamshoi. The Gemara means something else. Not the Gemara means that the chi of tashlum eknas is only bigmar biyim. In this case, it's only bigmar biyim. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara wants to say b'shas haro yikin. Aro is also a machayev of knas. You don't need a shoros psum. But the yesakasha abu ala choysa. Abu ala choysa, so l'chayre, the shayla is that there's a din, he's a roidef b'shas biyim. So l'chayre, you can't be machayev him on the aro. So Moses enoch anami. His chiyev is the abu ala choysa, his chiyev is b'shas gmar biyim. Because he can be machayev him on the biyim of aro. Any other person can mechayv an aroi, nechanami. You don't need a shoros psulim. You can mechayv an aroi, mechayv an gmar biyeh. But abo lachoysoi, that's nitin latsi lo benavshoi, so the chiv knas is by gmar biyeh. That's pshat in the Gemara. Bosom davke kom adloi mishalem ad gmar biyeh, mishum de meikore kom le bedarabnei. The nitin latsi lo benavshoi. Boho de nos nokat hosom. There's another kimta there. Kegoin shabo aleho shaloi ke darko. He was pegim her. Bechazer ubo aleho ke darko. And then he was boil her ke darko. The mom means to say he was pegim her. She's still a psula. And then the chiyav kna abo lechoyse. He's speaking about such a case. It's bo aleho shaloi ke darko. So that he was pegim already, and now the chiyuv knas is his boler kedarka. So Tosfos says, "Have a motzel minket v'chazal boler shaloi kedarka." The Gemara just wanted to make a case that she was nifkam already. There's no din kimlei b'darab minei, and so mameile. So the chiyuv knas is by the second beer. Aye, second beer. She's a boler. So it's talking about Shaloi Kedarka. The first bia was Shaloi Kedarka. So she's not a bula. So Memele, and I want something to be chosen by her. Shaloi Kedarka. Given the Chayiv Knas, Shaloi Kedarka. The Mose. Love Davka. V'oin matzino l'meima. Now Taisis, so Taisis did not like Rashi's Yesod. He says, Rashi said a shtik teure. That Haro, there's no Chiyuv Knas by Haro because you need a Biyah of Asharis Psulim. And Taisus didn't like that because it's not true because a Biyah Shloi Kedark is also Chayiv. But now Taisus wants to say like Rashi in Haloche, but not in Lomdis. So Taisus wants to say like this. V'oin matzino l'meima, the Af al Gav, the Yesh Knas b'Shloi Kedark. Now Taisus wants to say, even though there is knas b'shaloi kedarka, and you don't need a bia v'asharas psulim for knas. Baro ein knas. By a rod is no knas. Lefisha nisrapsa haro liyes kigmar bia linyin knas. So Taisha says, the whole chiddush that haro is choshev kigmar bia works with ribuyim. V'aray, the larayis, v'chay v'lavin, v'chay v'yesa, v'yisha l'bala, v'yevome matzachin, and k'roi le'el, l'rabbis haro. That means we had differently mudim to tell us that v'chay v'krisis haro k'gmar b'ye. That does not mean v'chay v'lavin haro k'gmar b'ye. So we had another limud, v'chay v'lavin, another limud, v'chay v'yesa, another limud that yisha l'bala is nikta baro, another limud that a yevome is nikta baro. So it seems on each separate halacha, I need a bazundere ribui to tell me yaro kegmar biye. So memele, so Taisus wants to say that, so could be we can learn pshat in the Gemara, taka the way Rashi learns, that the whole chiyuv knas comes bigmar biye, but not mitaimi the Rashi, the nirabiya vashores psulim, no, mitam, because b'chlal by knas is no aloche b'ro kigmar biyim.